read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land. Oh, we are in a different land. Of course, it is Tuesday and time for our book picks list from our independent bookseller of the week. And as we spin the wheel, it lands on Sarah Knight of the Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs in Manchester Center, Vermont. In fact, Sarah is located in Manchester Center, Vermont. She joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this late spring, early summer season. Sarah, good morning. A delight to speak with you. How is everything?
It's good, Joe. It's fun to be on the show again.
I love when you're here. Well, you're not with us, unfortunately, but you're on the show. I love when you're on the show. I had a lovely afternoon with you last week because I went over to Northshire to interview one of my favorites, and I know one of your favorites, John Grisham. Which will be our book show for next week. And you guys had an incredible event, and I know that's one of the books you want to talk about today.
It certainly is. It's his new mystery, and it's not about a legal thriller. It's about a heist. Not an art heist, but a book heist.
All right. And you like this. This is good stuff.
Oh, this is good stuff. I had so much fun reading the book and so much fun meeting him. The book is great.
All right. It's Camino Beach. And so where would you like to go next?
I'd just tell you a little bit about it. Is that okay?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. Handwritten originals of five Scott Fitzgerald's novels are stolen from Princeton University Firestone Library. The books are priceless, but they're insured for $25 million, and naturally the library wants them back. A young woman with an enormous student debt is hired by a mysterious woman who is part of a mysterious company hired to recover the stolen books. The woman was hired because as a child and young woman, she had summered on Camino Island. Why Camino Island, you ask? Her job is to become friendly with the man who owns the bookstore on Camino Island. Mm. The bookstore owner is quite eccentric. He wears a different color seersucker suit every day and often stands in the doorway of his store reading a book. I've yet to see anything like this at the Northshire. In addition to selling new and rare books, the owner is thought to also deal in stolen books. As one can imagine, the young woman's job leads her into some touchy situations. The book also has a cast of interesting secondary characters, a literary group of writers who give entertaining dinner parties and gossip about each other add to the charm of this, what John Grisham refers to as a beach read. He's an entertaining storyteller, and he doesn't disappoint in this mystery. Someone asked me what I thought of the book, and I kind of thought about it, and I said, I'd like to have dinner with all these characters. Not the guys who pulled the heist, though.
No, not at all. It's a lot of fun. It's called Camino Beach, and you have copies there, of course, and he'll be a guest on our book show next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. So listen to that, and again, thank you for helping make that happen. So we also have other great books on the list. Where would you like to go from there?
Okay, I'd like to go next is Cara Black has a new book out. It's called Murder in Saint-Germain, or Saint-Germain, as the French say. It's the 17th mystery novel in the Private Eye Amy LeDuc series.
All right.
Walking in Saint-Germain, Amy is forced to stop by a former counterintelligence squad member who has returned home after a mission in the former Yugoslavia. She was hunting war criminals there. The woman tells Amy she believes she's being stalked by the ghost of a Serbian warlord her team had supposedly killed. Her current boss knows she has PTSD and doesn't believe her. She begs Amy to look into it. Amy has an 8-month-old baby and an active case, but reluctantly agrees, as she owes her. Amy finds nothing until the woman's former squad members begin dying in accidents under strange circumstances. Suspenseful, fast-paced, entertaining, with wonderful descriptions of the city of Paris. The French are big fans of Cara Black, and they even awarded her a Paris City Medal for her contributions to international culture.
Good stuff.
It is good. It's fun.
Murder in St. Germain by Cara Black. Next up.
Next up is a staff favorite here. This is Celine by Peter Heller. It's a novel with a mystery in it rather than a straight-up mystery. Celine is an older woman, very elegant, who finds missing persons and reunites them with their families. Her success record is better than the FBI. I always love books that say this. A privileged young woman named Gabriella comes to Celine to ask her to find her dad. Her dad, a famous photographer, went missing some time ago. She was told he was most likely killed by a grizzly bear on the Montana-Wyoming border. Celine accepts the case, and she and her partner go out to this area. And they don't see much, they don't find much, but then they realize that somebody is following them and doesn't want what really happened to the father to get out. Heller is a gifted storyteller, and I was immediately pulled into the story and its characters. He has wonderful descriptions of nature, which add to all his books. When he spoke at the Northshire, he told us the novel was a tribute to his mother, and Celine is based on his mother. The book works even if you don't know this. It really has become a staff member favorite from different staff members who read all kinds of books. So this is one of our popular books here this spring.
Celine by Peter Heller. Next up is a book I just finished and I greatly enjoyed by Andrew Horowitz.
Yes, the Magpie Murders. This is a mystery within a mystery. Editor Susan Ryland receives a manuscript from a famous mystery writer she's worked for years. He's not too nice a person. She doesn't really care for him, but she can work with him. He writes a mystery series set in the 1950s, somewhat similar to Agatha Christie, where the detective goes to a sleepy English village and solves a crime. This case begins with the death of a maid who falls to her death down a staircase while vacuuming. The doors and windows are all locked and no one else is in the house, so there's nothing really suspicious about it, but the detective goes out to investigate anyway. Soon this all changes when the lord of the manor is beheaded.
Oh.
As a detective investigates, he finds a slew of suspects, treachery, greed, bad deeds, etc. The editor is busily reading this when the book suddenly abruptly stops and she realizes the last chapter is missing. The rest of the book, the next half of the book, the editor starts her own investigation into where this last chapter is, and she finds many similarities to the fictional mystery. It's very stylish, very clever mystery within a mystery, and also a take on English village mysteries. A lot of things going on here, don't you think?
Yeah, it's great. I really enjoyed it, and he's a very fun writer, and it's a good time all the way through.
It is. He's done 2 books on Sherlock Holmes with the approval of the Arthur Conan Doyle estate, and he's also written a very popular YA series about a boy spy named Alex Rider.
Very good stuff. It's Andrew Horowitz, the new book, The Magpie Murders. All right, now to the book that I'm halfway through and I'm greatly enjoying, Dean Kuntz's newest, The Silent Corner.
Yes, it comes out on the 20th of this month. It's a new series. It has a terrific heroine. It has lots of action and suspense. Quote, "I want very much to be dead," unquote, reads the note left behind by Jane Hawke's husband, who killed himself. Jane does not believe her husband would voluntarily do this. He's not the type, and there's been nothing to suggest something like this was going to happen. She sets out to investigate and finds other people have committed suicide. talented people, successful people, admired people who show no signs of wanting to off themselves. Why, she keeps asking. Abruptly, her whole life changes, and she's on the most wanted list and must go underground and live off the grid. Who are these powerful people who have secrets that they don't want revealed? They have underestimated Jane Hawk, who can be as dangerous and single-minded as they are. The adventure begins. Kuntz is a wonderful writer. He tells good stories, has great characters, and I thoroughly enjoyed this book.
Yeah,
I hope you're liking it as much.
I am. I really am. It's sort of a doorstop of a book, but it moves so fast, and it's just a lot of fun, and just the sort of book that you want to read, especially on really hot days.
Yes, it is. And I read someplace he's going to write two more about this woman.
Well, hopefully he actually does, because I'm still waiting for the third Christopher Snow book, and it hasn't come out yet. So
I know.
I don't know if I trust him on that, but hopefully he does. And then finally, we have our friend Linda Greenlaw has a new book out.
Yes, she does. It's called Shiver Hitch, which is a nautical knot that's no longer used. I looked it up. It's the third in her Jane Bunker mystery series. She's well known for her book Hungry Ocean, which is about her life as a swordfish boat captain. But she's turned to writing mysteries. Jane Bunker is an ex-detective from Miami who was living in Miami, and she returns to Maine and becomes a marine insurance investigator. And Jane discovers the charred body of a universally disliked businesswoman in the remains of her house on a remote island off the coast of Maine. What was a routine fire inspection suddenly becomes a grisly case of murder with convicted felons, real estate scams, conflicts between locals and summer people. It's an entertaining mystery as rich as in atmosphere as that is in Suspects. That was a quote from my coworker. Linda Greenlaw will be at the North Shore Bookstore in Manchester this Friday night at 7 p.m.
The name of the book.
So come and see her if you're in the area.
Great stuff. She's always a very entertaining writer. The new book is Shiver Hitch by Linda Greenlaw. Anything else you want to make mention of, Sarah?
Let me think.
Well, we have Friday's event, and then a lot of other cool stuff, I'm sure, coming up.
Yes, we do.
All right. And you can find out all of that by going to Northshire.com. Northshire.com, or visit them in Manchester Center, Vermont, or Saratoga Springs, New York. And, of course, you can see Sarah's list at wamc.org/roundtable. Sarah Knight, a pleasure to have you on the program, and hugs to you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Joe. It's always fun.
Be well. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.